Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:40 local time, 8:40 Eastern time. And if you're just bursting out this morning, and you probably felt it on yesterday, the temperatures have dropped. It is probably unseasonably cool for this time of the year as we are approaching Resurrection Sunday this Sunday. It is really chilly outside, but it is a crisp, cool Tuesday morning. And as you are up and moving, we always ask you every single morning to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling, getting there, getting kids to school, please be mindful, stay engaged, and stay off those mobile devices. And this is what I'm going to start to remind you every single day, that you know what? You may have missed it yesterday, being unengaged in terms of watching out for yourself as well as others with your cell phone, your iPads, and etc. And so yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. Do better today. Do better today. Well, you know what? We're super excited about our guest this morning. And before we go to break, we're going to tell you who's going to be joining. You know, our mission every single morning is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. And in the wake of last week's equal pay for women, you know, we're still really fighting those issues as women, still trying to come into our own. Well, you know, our team is so incredible. They scour the country to find incredible people, to bring incredible ideas, and to open our mind, to give us a new energy. And this morning's guest is going to do just that. She's a life coach, and she works with Fortune 500 executives and business leaders and entrepreneurs. And really, her mission is to help us unlock that inner greatness. And if you're one of those people that has been wondering why you're not getting what you want, well, this is a conversation and a guest that you absolutely cannot afford to miss. I'm going to tell you, if you are looking to do something incredible and you are trying to figure out why it hasn't happened, you're saying, I think my season is dawning. I have been pregnant, Carlette, for a long time, trying to birth my business, trying to birth my book, trying to birth my idea, whatever it is. Well, this morning's conversation, I believe, is going to help you in the labor process to start pushing and then begin to deliver. You know, with seasons, when we come into a new season, we've got to do some things differently, and we've got to get on point and start to work to make those things happen. And so this morning's conversation, I believe, is going to pique that energy, that zeal that you have inside, and it's going to help you to start birthing. You know, as we move into spring and we move into the newness of what it brings, it also brings about a fresh energy, a fresh anointing. And we want you to feel that. We want you to grab hold of that energy. It's Tuesday morning. We hope that you are fulfilled this morning. And even if you're not, remember, you can have what you say. And because we know that's true, we might as well start confessing. I love the way Elizabeth said it. She said, we've got to start decreeing some things. And then when you add the word to that, oh my goodness, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be something incredibly special, and you'll want to stay on point for it. Remember, Roy Law Offices, Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices, has been practicing for many decades. He's got experience. He's representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. And here's the number you can phone Roy Law Offices, Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-0991. Don't forget about MIGS, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist. They're making patients better, faster. It's their top priority, and you can phone them for more information, 318-445-9700. And remember, this month we're going to be talking about varicose veins and spider veins. We're going to be getting, ladies, not only our legs looking better, but feeling better. And it's going to be happening for the summer, so you won't want to miss that conversation. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. And then don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. 318-487-1881 is the number. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our guests. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
We'll be right back.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The biggest show and
the official OPT. OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Are you ready? I don't know. Are they ready this morning, DC?
I think they are.
Are they ready for the bigger, bolder?
They're always ready.
They're always ready? Well, let me tell you guys.
They're on point.
Who's on point this morning, all the way from New York City? It's Coach Felicia. She's a certified empowerment coach. Felicia T. Scott was selected from over 1,000 speakers to become Women Network's first North America's Next Greatest Speaker. She has been touted by Essence Magazine as a leading motivational speaker, and she partners with not only entrepreneurs but professionals to turn their worth into wealth, and she shows them how to discover their worth, do their work, and define their wealth. It is so incredible. You guys are in for such a wonderful treat for us to welcome Coach Felicia T. Scott to the OPT Network. Coach, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you so much. That was a wonderful introduction. I was like, hey, I want to know her.
Absolutely. And you know what? People don't know you yet, but you are doing some incredible work around the country. And before we talk about the work that you're doing, Coach Felicia, I want you to talk about finding your purpose and how you got here.
Okay, definitely. Well, you know, for me, I battled depression from the ages of 16 to 23 years old. But before my depression started, I kind of always knew what I wanted to do, even if I didn't necessarily have a name for what I wanted to do. As a kid, you know, I didn't play doctor, I didn't play certain things, you know, I actually tried to play journalist or, you know, different things like that. Anything, actually, when I played doctor, it was more like I played psychologist or psychiatrist, because I've always wanted to empower people with words and empower people through the written word, the spoken word, and that was just a part of who I am. But my depression, it really derailed me for a while. Even when I came out of depression, I always tell people, it's like, depression is like being in a room, you know, where people have been smoking a lot. And I once heard Bishop Jakes use this analogy. Even when you leave the room, the smell of the smoke is still on you.
Mm.
So when you've been through depression and you've been there and stuck there a long time, even when those emotions leave you, you're kind of left wondering, well, who am I? What is my life? What am I about? Because your identity for so long can be rooted and established in your depression. You know, I just remember thinking I was a miserable person. I didn't even realize I was depressed until I was depressed a couple of years. I really thought I was just mean, and I just didn't like people. And so I didn't know what it was. But I went through the process of rebuilding my life, and it's actually, I talk about it in my book, Thrive, Seven Strategies for Extraordinary Living. I used the word healing to describe it, and I did those strategies not even realizing it, not even knowing it. As I looked back, I realized, hey, that's what I did to start rebuilding my life. And in terms of, you know, being in my purpose, finding my purpose, I think sometimes we make that a terribly deep thing, and really it's about following your heart. On one level, and it's also just about being in integrity and being responsible for what you have to do every day. And when you follow your heart and when you act in integrity, past doorways, they just open up for you, and you just have to take that leap of faith, put some skin in the game, and go for it. And, you know, when opportunities opened up for me to write or to speak, I would just step in, even though I was feeling like I'm not enough whenever I did it, always doubting myself when I did it. And it's just step by step I got to, you know, where I am, having a plan and having some faith.
Wow. And so let's rewind just a little bit, Coach Felicia, and talk about, because there are so many people that are listening this morning that are feeling what you felt when you were going through depression. Do you remember how you identified
that I am depressed, because especially in a movement now where you have so many Christians that, you know, rebuke depression, really don't talk about depression. And I was talking about, before we started the show, Kay Warren, who really has talked about depression and talked about it, and she and her husband, Rick Warren of Saddleback Church, are even opening up the Christian world that depression does exist. Do you remember, for you, when you were able to identify that and no longer say, it's not that I'm just mean, I have some issues?
You know, it really, I would say a defining moment for me was when my my best friend, we have been best friends, oh my goodness, like 30 years now. And we went to high school together, went to college together, we were roommates, you know, we did that whole thing together. But at a certain point, our paths, you know, they separated because she found a wonderful man and, you know, became her boyfriend. They started dating. He's not her husband. He's an awesome, awesome person. And when he came into her life, prior to him, I think the guys she may have talked to or dated, they responded to my depression, and they just, you know, they did anything to not be around her mean roommate. And I her mean sister, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember he looked me in my eye, and he told me, I am not afraid of you, and you act like a grizzly bear, but you're just a teddy bear. And somebody finally saw me. Somebody saw me beyond what I was doing. Somebody saw me beyond my act. Somebody saw me. And that's when I began to realize, you know what, I dared to believe I am a nice person again. I am a good person, and something's going on with me. And even when I recognized that it was depression, in my family culture, you know, at that time, you don't go for counseling. You don't go talk to someone if you're depressed. Mm-hmm. In my family culture at that time, and I do believe it's changing, or, you know, you just pray about it. Right. And so what I did was, yeah, I did pray about it, but I began to avail myself of the tools that were in my access, that I had in my access, to work towards getting better. And I learned how to talk to people. I learned how to be real. And I learned that people can accept you. You're good, bad, and you're ugly. You just have to give them the chance to do that. And if they walk away from you when they see you're ugly, they're really not worth your time. Hmm. You know, and that's what I had to learn. But, you know, before we came on the air, I was telling you something that happened to me when I was a teenager and I first started to go into depression. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of wonderful teachers, and several of them were believers. And they knew my faith, you know, at the age of 16 years old. And I remember one noticed that Felicia wasn't Felicia anymore. Felicia wasn't participating in class as much. Felicia wasn't turning in her assignments, you know, on time like she used to, because academics meant a lot to me. Felicia wasn't dressing up, you know, for school. I just kind of stopped caring how I looked. I just changed. And she stopped me. And after class, she said, you know, can you stay a few minutes? And I did. And she said to me, what's going on with you? What's wrong? And the fact that she saw me and she saw something was going on, I remember I just started to cry. It was like a floodgate was opened, and I was bawling. And I could barely get words out to tell her how I was feeling, you know. And it was, depression is just a darkness. You can't explain it, but it's a hopelessness. It's a void. It's a darkness. It's being numb but feeling at the same time. And all you can feel are the horrible things that can be felt in your human emotions. And she said to me as I was crying, you know, she began to tell me just some things that she was facing in her own life. She had a child that was very, very ill. And then she said to me, God doesn't respond to tears. He responds to faith. Mm. And when she said that, it crushed me, because it felt like, okay, everything else, and now I'm failing at my faith. And I think a lot of Christians, when they face depression, they think that it's a failure in faith. And it's not a failure in faith. And God does respond to tears. God is moved by our tears. Mm. God cares about our tears, and they matter. And so it's something we don't need to be ashamed of. It's something we need to question. It's something we need to dig into. And it's a path we need to follow that will draw us deeper into our faith instead of making us feel that, like we're faithless.
Wow. And so do you remember, Coach Felicia, when you started to dig yourself out of that dark place? Do you remember when that happened?
Oh, you know, it's kind of a funny moment, but it was a real moment for me. I'm going back to my, you know, my sister, and, you know, dating my now brother-in-law. It was back when Kenan Ivory Wayans came out with that movie, Low Down Dirty Shame. And, that movie, it changed my life. You know, Forrest Gump changed my life. But, yes, Low Down Dirty Shame changed my life. So, yes, because, you know, she got tickets. She worked at a record company, and she got tickets for, like, a premiere screening, et cetera. And I just knew she was taking me. There were two tickets. I am her sister. I am her best friend. Listen, I know she's hanging with this dude, but no, she's taking me. I just knew it.
Uh-huh.
And I remember saying to her, and, you know, I was all excited because, you know, there was a little bright light in my tunnel of, the, you know, my darkness of depression. And I said to her, so what are you wearing? You know, I'm uh-huh. going to wear. And her face froze. And in that moment, she didn't have to say a word. I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going. But, you know, I needed her to say those words. And she said to me, I'm not taking you. I'm taking, you know, his name is Mark. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm taking Mark. And I was crushed, you know. And I remember the night that they went, I cried the whole night. I mean, when I tell you I cried, it wasn't crying because I didn't get a chance to go to a movie. It was crying because a person who stuck with me through my darkness, I felt like she was leaving me. I felt left. It was one more area in life where I wasn't succeeding, and everybody else was moving ahead. That's how I felt. And so it was, again, that, you know, that depression and, mm-hmm. and the affirmation, you're nothing. Nothing's going to happen for you. That kind of feeling was going through me. And I cried so long, and then I remembered something. And it's, you know, my grandmother lived in Alabama at the time. She's, you know, gone on now, but she was alive at the time, and she lived in Alabama. And when I was 9 years old, I had a brother that was killed by a drunk driver, and she came to, you know, take care of my mom. And my mom was crying a lot. And one thing she said to my mom was just, you know, basically manage your grief because heartbreak can kill a person.
Wow.
And when I heard those words, heartbreak can kill a person, as I was crying and on my knees praying, I heard heartbreak can kill a person. And despite everything I'd been through, I did not want to die. And I prayed, Lord, help me live a life. And I got up off my knees, and yeah, my heart was still broken. I was still depressed, but I started to say, I have to take steps to build a life for myself. And then that's when I started reaching out to other people, you know, calling people who had been my friends, but I never took time to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started doing those kinds of things to get back in touch with who I was as a person. And those are the things that helped me, you know, deal with depression. Now, if I could go back, if I knew then what I know now, mm-hmm. That next day I would have called a counselor, a therapist. I would have found someone professional who could help me. But it wasn't in my toolkit, so I couldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely encourage people to, there are wonderful counselors out there, people who are, whether they counsel you in accordance with your faith or not, wonderful people who can help you. Avail yourself of those resources and the resources of friends and family in your community.
Wow. What an amazing journey. We're going to take a break here, Coach Felicia, but when we come back, I want to talk about where you are now and how you're helping others to realize their worth, do their work, and define their wealth. It is an incredible conversation, and many of us are going through a lot of these challenges right now, and we're going to break through it with Coach Felicia when we come back. We want to thank the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Credit Union with Heart, also Amerigroup Real Solutions. Real Healthcare Solutions, providing solutions for those who need a little help, of Oil's Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Central Louisiana. Stay on point, everybody. This is a conversation that you absolutely do not want to miss. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you should be well on your way by now. It's 11 minutes after 8 local time, 11 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And this morning, all the way from New York, we're joined by Coach Felicia, and she is doing some incredible things in the world. And you know what? We wanted to bring her this morning because we feel like as the seasons are changing, so are you. And many of us are looking for the answers. And she happens to be a certified empowerment coach. Now, Coach Felicia, I want you to talk about the statement that you wrote. I believe that many women don't have the lives, careers, and relationships we want because we sell ourselves short. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my passion, one of my biggest passions in life, is to help people understand the power of who they are. And many of us don't. Because we live in a culture that, you know, we actually promote one-upmanship. You know, we teach our kids something in kindergarten, first grade, you know, K through 12, they get taught something. But then when you get into the quote-unquote real world, we actually don't apply that and we live by something very different. And I know for me, a large part of recovering my identity and learning who I am was beginning to discover my worth. It was beginning to discover the unique ways that I touch the world, the way that I touch people. And it was learning to embrace me and understand that I am enough. I don't have to be perfect. You know, the one thing I often say in terms of, you know, my faith, again, is very important to me in terms of being a Christian, is that sometimes we think that the power of the gospel is that we pretend to have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what it is. The power is that despite the fact that I don't have it all together and I can truly be, as they say, a hot mess at times,
mm-hmm.
he can still use me. I can still have value. I can still have impact. And so what I believe about a lot of women is that they sell themselves short. And I, you know, I coach women. I mean, literally, I speak to women across the country. I coach women all the time. And I'm talking about a wide gamut of education. I've coached women who haven't completed high school, and I've coached women who have their PhDs. And believe me when I tell you, some of the same issues still keep coming up. They don't know their worth. They don't understand that if they valued who they were and required others around them to do the same, that they could improve the condition of their lives.
Let me interrupt you right there. How
sure.
do we start to find our value and in a way that doesn't affect maybe others?
You know, it's quite simply this, because I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me, because I am. I truly believe that something needed to be done, and because something in this world needed to be done, I am a response to a need in the universe. I am a response to a need in the world. I don't believe anything is ever wasted with God. So the fact that I am here, there's no unemployment in the kingdom.
Hmm.
Everybody is here because there's something for you to do. And your life is just meant to express that something. And you don't even have to search hard. It's what's in your heart. It's what touches you. It's what moves you. We can be sitting someplace. Like sometimes I'm watching a movie with my sister. And I'm bawling, crying about something. And she's looking at me like I'm crazy. Because that thing is part of my purpose. And it touches me. And then vice versa, sometimes we're watching a movie and she is crying and I'm like, are you serious? That was actually kind of funny to me. And, you know, and it's because that touches who she is, you know? Mm. And so it's about being okay with what touches you, and you don't have to have a crowd go along with you when you're moved to do something. When you see something on the news and you're moved to take action, you don't have to have a crowd to go with you. If you move, you'll find your crowd because they'll be there rallying around the same thing. And so it's really about I am. And because I am, you know that you have a purpose. And if you follow your heart, you live that purpose and you walk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about accepting that, you know, accepting what you love, accepting what moves you, accepting what you think about, just accepting yourself because you are. You are a response to a need in the world. So go out there and fill that need. People are waiting to hear your voice. People are waiting for you to touch them in ways that nobody else can touch them. And I truly believe that. And that, for me, is where I start, and that's where I start working with my clients, is to, you know, teach them to value things that even if they were to just ask their community, is things their community already values. I coached someone yesterday who has been trying to make ends meet with, you know, doing various part-time things like Avon, Mary Kay, and, you know, just different mm-hmm. things. And it keeps falling apart on her. She keeps failing at it. And so she's getting gun-shy. And what she keeps telling me is, I really don't have the time to focus on those things. I can't go to all those trainings. I can't go to all those meetings. And so I had to help her realize that the failure wasn't a reflection of who she was. You know, realize what's really causing something. I always tell people failure is just feedback. That's all it is. It's feedback, which means evaluate it and do it differently next time.
Wow.
But as we're talking, she's saying how she's taking a makeup class so she can help people with makeup so she can sell her Avon. And I said, you know, well, how do you feel? You know, how do you feel about that? She's like, it's okay. And so I said, you don't really like it. So what makes you happy? And she lit up in her voice and starts talking about helping people.
Absolutely.
And so that right there, that's her passion. Mm-hmm. She helps people right now for free. She helps people date. She helps people get jobs. She helps people, you know, create plans for publishing their book. She just has a strategic mind, and that's where her purpose is. That's where her wealth lies. But she's been giving it away for free all the time. A lot of times our purpose isn't something we would do for free, and because we keep doing it for free, we fail to see the value in it. But everybody else does, mm-hmm. and they tell us, you should be doing this. You're great at this. But we just don't hear them because it comes so easily, so natural,
mm-hmm.
and we love it so much. But there is your purpose.
Wow. Now, I want you to talk to those people because we have had so many life coaches on.
Just real quick.
Go ahead.
Felicia?
Yes.
We're getting a little feedback from y'all. Y'all are in New York. You're listening via the computer?
Yes.
Listening via the computer. Are you in the same room?
The computer? Yes. I had my laptop on. I can turn it off.
Okay. Yeah, just turn it down. Just turn it down because we're getting the feedback in our ears here.
Okay. And so I want to talk about why it's so critically important. And I, for the first time, I think I just got it. Why it's so critically important to have a certified empowerment life coach like yourself. It's like this girl that you're talking about, this lady, she's all over the place. And why it's so important to have somebody to help you to create your game plan, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of times you can't see something because you're in it. And so, you know, we don't question the need for coaches when we watch a basketball game or a football game, because the people on the field, on the court, they have the skill. Sometimes it's just a natural skill that, yeah, they've had to develop over time by doing their work, doing the hours of practice, you know, doing something over and over and over and over again to perfect what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But it's a coach who sits on the sideline and sees where they could be better. A coach sees what you're missing. And when you get off that court, you get off that field, they give you the feedback you need to go in and play a better game. Mm-hmm. And that's what coaches do. And, you know, people think, well, I have friends and I have, you know, this, I have that. The difference really is that as a coach, I don't have an agenda for your life. Everybody has an agenda for your life. When you love someone, you have an agenda for their life. An agenda is not necessarily a bad word. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means that because you love the person, you really do believe that you know what's best, and you want them to do what you think is best for them. And so that influences the advice that you give. That influences how you counsel them. As a coach, my job is to be objective and to just use a set of skills to help them live in alignment with their values, with their passions. And, yeah, if I do see, you know, when I see things, you know, I have people, they want to start a business. They talk about leaving their job right away.
Uh-huh.
As a coach, it's my job to say, hey, you know, you don't have to just take that big leap. There is a thing called transition. And so we, you know, we coach around transition. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't work. But, again, as a coach, it's not about my agenda. My agenda is serving you.
Mm.
And so everybody needs that in their life, someone who can be objective but who will tell you the truth, you know, who will hold you accountable to what it is that you say. Because a lot of times, you know, we know what we need. I always say this. We know what we need to do, but we're afraid to admit what it is. And mm-hmm. then even if we admit what it is, sometimes people don't hold us accountable to actually living that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, don't just tell me you want to do this. Let's break this thing down, because if it's going to be a real goal, we're going to have to put some deadlines on it, some timelines. We're going to have to be very specific about it, and then you have to start moving.
Mm-hmm.
Life doesn't respond to intention. Life responds to action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that that's why this conversation at this time, Coach Felicia, is critically important. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we want to tell people how they can connect with you at essence.com, how they can connect with your amazing website, and most importantly, how they can get your book. So many people need these tools and don't really understand that they need these tools. And this is why this conversation is critically, critically important. You want to stay on point. We're going to get a break here, everybody. But we're back right after this.
A home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carl Ed Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, I know you're probably almost there. You're not wanting to get out of the car. You're loving Coach Felicia. What an incredible, incredible conversation this is. If you're on your way, it's 8:30 local time, 9:30 Eastern time. And this morning's conversation is really, Coach Felicia, I believe, for many people about shedding the things that we've maybe tried to hide in our lives, things that we thought would negate our purpose, and really coming into our birthing process. Let's talk about, first of all, how we help people to get what it is that they really, really want.
Okay. Well, as a, you know, as a coach and as a speaker, I travel across the country speaking on different topics. And I love to talk about things that are relevant they're everyday things. It's what impacts, it's what affects life. I talk about goal setting. I talk about negotiating conflict. One of my big things that I love talking about, I have something called how to outsmart adversity, because you're not going to outrun adversity. Hard times, adversity comes to us all, and you just have to know how to outsmart it. And so I'm all about equipping people, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through speaking, with the tools they need to live better lives. And it's not starting from some la-la land place. It's starting from some very real places, and it's starting from where you are. You know, so that's what I'm all about. And so I truly invite people to, if they were to visit my website, which is Coach Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.com, I'm going to have a free download called 8 Choices That Winners Must Make. Mm. We live in a world that celebrates. We absolutely love celebrity. But I believe that the world is changed by ordinary people who do extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. And those extraordinary things, you do them every day. You're forgiving every day. You choose to be big every day. You choose to show up every day and have your voice and speak. When you have a thought about something, put your voice out there. Let people know what you're thinking, your perspective, your thoughts, they matter. And so 8 Choices is about living life fully every single day by doing, you know, those 8 things. And so I invite your listeners to please, you know, go to CoachFelicia.com, sign up for my mailing list, and you'll automatically get an email with a free download of that. There's also a spot on my website for you to get a free laser coaching session. You know, sometimes people are very skeptical about mm-hmm. coaching. And so, you know, I believe in what I do. I believe in what I'm able to help people achieve. So I offer free 20-minute laser sessions where we just talk about an issue really quickly and we talk about what coaching can do. So I invite everyone who's listening to go to my website and mm-hmm. sign up for a laser coaching session. And two big things that I'm working on that I'm very excited about is I have a program called Make Your Life a Masterpiece. And that was born out of me going to Italy over 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, really. And I saw Michelangelo's David up close and in person.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Now, as a kid, I used to sit on the floor of my mom's living room looking at the Encyclopedia Britannica, mm-hmm. and I would read about the David. So to be standing in front of it with my mom, it was for her 60th birthday, it just blew my mind. I don't really even have the words for it. Mm-hmm. So once I got home, I began to research the study of the David. And very briefly, the David was created out of a slab of stone. A previous sculptor had started working on it, but then stopped the work. And that stone sat in a churchyard for about, I think, 25 to 28 years. And that stone was there being weathered by the sun, weathered by heat, weathered by rain, being beaten down. And finally, you know, the church says, okay, we have this big piece of stone, marble, what can we do with it? And a commission was formed, and they asked different artists of that day to, you know, look at the stone and see if something could be done. And many of them said nothing could be done with that stone. It's, you throw it away, we need a new piece of stone, it's worthless. But Michelangelo, he said, the David called out to me from that stone. And so mm-hmm. Michelangelo said, I can do it. And from that stone, he created a masterpiece that we literally, they consider it one of the wonders of the world in some places. Mm-hmm. He created a masterpiece. And what I like to tell people is that even though your life may be filled with mistakes, you have had some ups and some downs that nobody would believe. Something can still be done with your life. You can still make your life a masterpiece. And the way you make your life a masterpiece is you own the mistakes, you own the mm-hmm. failures, and you weave them into your work of art. Mm-hmm. And so my program, Make Your Life a Masterpiece, is 12 life skills that I believe everyone needs. Setting boundaries, having resilience, knowing how to build success into your goals, knowing how to forgive. But it's 12 topics, you know, that I'm going to work through on a group coaching call once a month. And, you know, I'm doing it at a investment point that I believe that most people can make that investment in themselves. And it's about being in action, and it's about taking your personal development serious. I always tell people that, you know, being grown is a choice. You have to choose mm-hmm. to be an adult. You mm-hmm. have to choose to grow emotionally and spiritually. You know, physically, we're out of control. I didn't mean for all this gray hair to start coming into my head and things like that. That just happens. But to grow up in your emotions and in your mind, you have to make choices. And that program is, you know, for people to make choices. Mm-hmm. And also, then, of course, there's my book, Thrive, which is based on the strategy, 7 strategies of the word healing. Help while you're hurting. Enjoy life's process. Accept and anticipate change, let go, itemize your issues and images, navigate your needs, and grow with gratitude. These are 7 strategies I use to build my life after depression. So I have the book, and I also have a a virtual boot camp based on the book, where I've been amazed by the response to that. I did my pilot boot camp. I'm in the process of finishing that up, and the response has been tremendous. I mean, I'm actually overwhelmed by God using me and God using my past and my experience to invest in other people to live fully. We all have to live full out. We're living at 20, 30, 40%. We need to live full out. Mm-hmm. And we can help others do that by sharing our stories. Everybody has a story. Don't be ashamed of what your story is. Share your story, because there are so many people that need to hear it.
Absolutely. You know, there are so many great resources, Coach Felicia, on your website at Coach Felicia. But I want you, if there's just like one thing out of all of these things that you're doing and out of all of the things that we have spoken about this morning, what is the major takeaway that you hope that people, that they got to get out of their car right this minute? What's the major thing that you hope that they'll take away?
The major thing that I want people to take away is that you have worth. It's just intrinsic to who you are. It's not about the things you have. It's not about what you've accomplished. It's just the fact that you are. And if you would love yourself for who you are, what you are, you could begin to change the world. You have value. That's the most important thing. When I was in my depression, when I was in that hole, I did not believe my life had meaning. You are a response to a need in the world. The fact that you are, that's what I want people to walk away with.
Mm, powerful. Now give your website one more time and tell people how they can connect with you at essence.com.
My website is Coach Felicia. Again, that's F-E-L-I-C-I-A, coachfelicia.com. And again, if you join my website, you will automatically every Sunday morning, you'll get an e-blast linking you to the essence.com article. And I also keep the archives of the essence.com articles on my website. So the different things that I've spoken about over the past year, almost year and a half on essence.com are available there. And it's a great resource to get you started. I talk to many people who actually print the articles out and put them in binders, and they're using the articles alone even sometimes just to begin to develop their personal development program. Mm. And I invite everyone to reach out. Please thrive. It's $5.99 on the website. Go for it. You will be inspired. You will be empowered to make the changes that you need to make in life in that free laser coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
It's free.
Free is a seasoning. Makes everything taste better. It's free. Sign up for it.
Absolutely. Coach Felicia, did you think in your wildest dreams, in your darkest days, that you, God would use you to touch so many people?
I will say this. In my darkest days, there was this hope. Mm. And all you need is a little bit of hope. And because, you know, when you have hope and you put some faith with it, you can achieve your dream. So I dared to believe when I really felt like life was worth nothing, what kept me here was this smallest glimmer of hope that, yes, I could be used. And when I just learned that all I had to do was, you know, share my story, that's when I really was able to make changes. So I'm just honored to be here. I'm honored to be speaking to your listeners. And I just want to remind everyone that you have worth and you have to get out there. Go live your worth.
I love it. Again, Coach Felicia T. Scott, her website is coachfelicia.com. You can connect with it. There are some great resources. And this is a new season. Coach Felicia, you have been absolutely incredible. And we want to thank you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, we're going to get a break here, but we're back after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided Guided Specialist, Miggs, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
Miggs is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:50 local time, 9:50 Eastern time. Once again, we want to thank our guest, Coach Felicia T. Scott. We want to encourage you to go to her website at coachfelicia.com. If you don't pick that up, it's spelled F-E-L-I-C-I-A. You can always connect with her at our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. And you know, we tell you every single day, we have an incredible team, and I want to thank our team for working so hard, for literally, and I say this so many times, and I'm going to probably say it so many more times, scouring the country, reading the articles. I mean, doing the work, vetting our guests to make sure that we bring the right people at the right time and that you're at the right place, and that is On Point, to bring their supply. And see, it's no accident that you were listening this morning and that you heard Coach Felicia's story. And, you know, we always ask our guests what their takeaway is, because we understand that it's sometimes it can feel like a deluge of information. It can feel like so much coming at you. But every time we tell one story, we believe that it gives life to the next story. And we're always interested in those stories. We're always interested in those people who start out at the very, very bottom, and they find a way through God, through the universe, through whomever or whatever their higher power is. They find a way to find that thing, those things that they're called in life to do. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like when we do these shows that people feel like, oh, only Felicia could get to that point in her life where she's balling or she's game changing. But you know what? We're all really just ordinary people waiting to birth those extraordinary things on the inside. And it's not just for one person. And you know what the word tells us is that God is no respecter of persons. If he does it for one person, he can do it for you. But this is the real, real issue that we all have to be cautious about. You cannot look at what others are doing and think, wow, that looks great. I bet I could do that. If I just look at what she's doing enough, if I go to her website, if I get the resources, I could do that. See, that's not what these stories are about. These stories are about you finding what's in your heart, that God put in your heart to do. Sometimes it could be the same thing that someone else is doing, but oftentimes we look at others for what to do when we're not sure what to do. And I hope that the takeaway for this morning's conversation is that each and every person that was listening, that you will go inward and you will go within yourself and you will begin to search out those things that you were built to do, that you are supposed to supply to the world or to your community or to your organization, whatever it is, but there's something specific for you. And so by telling others' stories, we kind of like to navigate their journey, as many of us are still navigating our own journey. But what it starts with is starts with truth, and it starts with stripping away those layers. It starts with understanding that none of us are perfect, and we don't have to be for God to use us for what he built us for to be necessary and meaningful. And oftentimes we forget that. And we forget that because of the cacophony of the voices in our head that are telling us we're not good enough. We're not enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not skinny enough. You know, we don't have enough money. We don't have the right clothes. We don't have this. And so really what we have to start to do is quiet those voices in our head. And you've got to start by opening up your mouth. And it is no irony that we tell you every single morning that you can absolutely have what you want. But having what you want means opening up your mouth and saying, putting it out into the universe, what it is that you want. And this morning, I really had sort of a revelatory moment. You know, we have so many empowerment coaches, so many, well, life coaches. And I just said, you know, our family, we're huge sports fans. And we know some of the greatest athletes that have won championships, that win games, even our son's coach. You see, for many of us, we don't have the necessary skill set to mold into what it is we're supposed to be. And you hear people all the time, they've got about 20 different things going on, and they're never successful at any one of them. And what I got this morning is sometimes we just need that person, as Felicia said, that doesn't have an agenda for our lives, that can really help us to see ourselves, somebody that you don't feel is jealous of you, somebody that's not hating on you, you know, all of those things that we tell ourselves, but somebody that can just put everything on the table and help you to look at it and help you to reason through what is necessary to get to where it is that you're trying to go. And that's what an empowerment coach does. And I think that every one of us that is on this journey, on this road to finding that thing that we were built to do, sometimes we just need a little help. And what we understand is that there are no coincidences, that God sends the right people. He puts them in our space or in a place at the right time so that we can begin to take away what it is that we need for success. And I'm going to tell you, one of our main core issues that we really, really are built here on Point to do is to empower you to get better and to live your dream. When you look out at how short life really is and how much time that many of us, and I raise my hand, I wasted a lot of years figuring that I could do what others were doing and how we could do it better and how we could be more successful. But until you find that thing or those things that you were built to do, you're always going to be chasing the carrot. You know, there's always something dangling in front of you. Get rich here. You know, this multi-level marketing scheme, so to speak. You know, and what you're doing is you're searching for money. And the reason why I can talk about it is because we've done it. We were searching for money. But when you put money aside and you start looking inward and you start looking in your heart for why God put you here, the money will follow. But it can't be the most important thing. And I'm going to tell you, when you do what you love, you do it with a sense of joy. I'm going to tell you, we spring out of bed every single morning. No matter how tired we may feel, we spring out of bed every single morning and we are anticipating. Our expectations are turned way up high. Our expector is like on high alert, because we know that when God sends people like Coach Felicia into our sphere, we know it's for a supply. We know that the deposit is being dropped, and all we've got to do is sit and listen and begin to search ourselves and say, okay, God, what is it that you have for me that I can do, that I'm going to do better than anybody on the planet because you created me to do it? I'm going to tell you, it's time as we venture into spring and summer. It's a new season, and we feel in the spirit realm, we feel an energy of birthing. And we're saying to you, start using these tools that God is sending to you to find your way. And to get started, it's never too late. I don't care how messed up you are. I don't care how many things that have gone wrong. It's never too late. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer in central Louisiana. And you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage, I know within this new season, you might be thinking about purchasing your first home. Or you might be thinking, you know what? What if I could save some money by refinancing?